Welcome to episode 497 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Donna, and Brooke.
Hello.
River cruising is one of the best ways to see Europe. You get to experience several different locations from the comfort of your floating hotel. And unlike ocean cruising, the rivers get you right into the heart of the destination and allow you to see some of the smaller towns and villages. But how do you know which river cruise is right for you? Well, several of our agents attended the Aster River Cruise Expo in Amsterdam, where they got to experience several cruise lines firsthand, and they're excited to tell you all about them. So let's get started. So I didn't get to go, but
you could have, George, and you can go next year. It's in Vienna.
No, I really can't. So let's start off for our listeners that probably don't know all our jargon and tell us, what is ASTA and what is the River Cruise Expo?
So ASTA is our trade association that lobbies for us in Congress. They look out for our interests. They do a lot of advocacy work for travel agents and a lot of education. So for the past 3 years, they've had a River Cruise Expo in Europe where we get to go, and it's basically a conference dedicated to all things river cruising. We get to see the ships. We get to talk to the different cruise lines. We get to eat on them, and for the past 2 years, we've also gotten to sleep on them too, instead of hotels, which is really cool. And then you also have the option of cruising on them before or after the conference. So
that's pretty cool to have that many different ships from that many different suppliers all in the same location.
Yeah,
I know the ocean cruises do kind of the same thing, but I don't think they ever have that many different brands all in one place.
Well, I think one of the biggest differences with river cruising versus ocean cruising is how just easy it is. Because when we do ship inspections on an ocean cruise, you have to give your ID, you have to sign up, you have to kind of clear customs to get on the ship, you know? And yeah. River cruising, mm-hmm. It's not like that. You wander on and off, you know, like it's just so much easier. So yeah, there were 9 different cruise lines there, 12 different ships for us to look at. So it's a really great way to see a lot, but it is also overwhelming. So, I don't know
agree.
If you guys agree.
Agree.
Yeah,
totally agree. Yeah. It's only a few days, and so you're hustling. Mm-hmm.
It was really great because then you can really get a feel for each brand, mm-hmm. and find out what they find is more important. And mm-hmm. what client would be the right fit for each supplier. The knowledge that I gathered was invaluable, and it will definitely help me do my job better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agree. That firsthand experience, being able to, like, pictures are always beautiful. And so when you see a brochure, it's going to look, you know, the best that they can. But when you're there, you get a real feel for what, you know, what things are, and you can taste the food, and they're
all big the bathroom is.
Really. How big? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there's pros and cons to every single line. So it's like finding the right mm-hmm. fit is the, you know, what makes you want to do this line instead of this one. That firsthand experience is priceless.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So what we'll do is go down a list of each of the different cruise lines. You guys can all chime in and tell us what your thoughts were on each one, what you liked, what maybe you didn't like. Let's start with the one that I believe has more ships than any other one, and that would be Viking.
Yeah. Viking is the one that everybody knows. That's what most Americans at least think of when they think of river cruising, because Viking has done such a good job advertising. and filling their ships. And I think all of us stayed on Viking as our choice for this, which was cool. I mean, I've sold Viking. It's not always my go-to because all the ships are the same size, and Viking seems to put the most people on them. So their cabins are smaller, but having said that, it was really, I'm glad I got to experience it because I really did like a lot of things about Viking. So I'm glad
the cookies did it. In the evening? Did you try the cookies?
I know about cookies.
Did not try the cookies.
Oh.
Where was I?
Time to go back.
Yeah, yes. Really. Oh my gosh. Well, I liked that they had American plugs near the bed, and there were a couple of them in the room, which was nice if you know, could use an extra plug and you don't only have one adapter that's your, you know.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. I think stuff like that is what makes Americans feel so at home on Viking. You know, it's just, it very much caters to the American market. And all their ships are the same. So if you've been on one, you're going to feel at home on the ship.
Well, the thing about it is that, yes, they have more people on their ships. But the thing is they have that very Scandinavian idea of space, and they basically maximize space. The bathroom was a little tiny, but they heated the floors. I loved that.
Yeah, and the mirror, which meant it didn't fog up when you were showering, which was cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And on their expedition ships, they heat the closets as well.
Wow, really?
So if you've got cold, wet clothes, you hang them in the closet and they dry out and they warm up. And so when you put on clothes in the morning, they're all nice and toasty.
Oh, that's nice. I want that.
that's a good
tip. I do too. So yeah, there were a couple of little details about Viking that I have never seen on any of the other ships.
Did you walk up to the top deck and see the herb garden?
No, I went up to the top deck, but it was dark, so I didn't see anything.
It's a good thing you didn't walk through the herb garden.
I was at the coffee machine eating cookies, apparently. I missed the herb garden.
The coffee machine was nice, too. Yeah, I definitely went up to the lounge and had some coffee and stuff. There, and, you know, another thing, I feel like their lounge isn't, it's kind of set up to me that it has, like, all these little spaces for people to sit around and talk, but there's not really, I don't think there seemed to be like a central area or dance floor where everybody would be focused.
A big open space, yeah.
Yeah, like entertainment-wise. So because I didn't actually sail on them, we just stayed for the River Cruise Expo. I'm not sure what their entertainment is like at night. So I'll have to take advantage of that cruise they gave us and go back and check that out. But
the one evening when I walked through the lounge, I had come back. I was out in the city in Amsterdam doing something with some friends. I came back and they had a piano player in there, and it was very nice. People were just, sitting around, chatting, having a drink, having a cocktail, enjoying the piano music. So it was very relaxing, but it was nice.
Yeah.
So I would imagine sometimes they have something similar to that during the cruise as well, because you seem to be a house performer.
Yeah. And I thought their service was really good too. Everybody was very helpful and nice.
Fantastic. Too. Yes. I felt like they were just like falling over themselves to help me and helping, with any issues I had. When I got onto the ship, my bag was being very difficult with a wheel, and he insisted on taking it from me. And I was just like, okay, I'm done with this thing. Please take it. My room is just down the hall. It's not very far. I can do it myself. It was on the same level. But he insisted on doing it for me, which was really just, the little things that matter.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that was really, the concierge was actually a member of Le Clé d'Or, which is the concierge elite. And nobody else has that on any of their other ships, as far as what we could see.
That's cool. Yeah. And we know about that from another conference we were
yes.
Learned all about that and how hard it is to get that designation and how it's like a club. Once you're in, you see it, at other places. So,
yeah,
it's kind of cool. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Our next cruise line is Emerald Cruises. And if you'd like to listen to a longer review of Emerald Cruises, check out episode 397, which was with Lindsay, and it was all about Emerald. So who wants to cover this one?
Well, to me, the thing that stood out for Emerald was the pool. And they have a pool, like, it's an indoor pool. It's in the back of the ship on the aft. And at night, they raise the floor up, and then it turns, that's where they show like movies and stuff back there. So I thought that was kind of a cool little thing that they do.
Yeah, that's definitely different from anything I've seen. Like that's very unique. I don't believe I had a chance to tour Emerald, unfortunately, because there's so many ships.
I know.
So I don't think I got a chance to go through.
I think I ate on Emerald on one of my meals. I think I ate lunch on Emerald and it was good.
The Emerald ship that we toured had recently been renovated, and I really liked the feeling in the bar area. It was very, very warm and inviting. The rooms are all done in shades of gray. Okay. So it's very muted, but the larger rooms had walk-in closets. Even the smallest rooms had walk-in closets.
Oh, wow.
So that was one of those extra little goodies that you wouldn't find in other ships. Usually only the suites have walk-in closets.
Nice. Do you remember the bathrooms? I will say the bathrooms on Viking were, well, we talked about the shower being kind of small, but
well, no, these were rather large, and it had they had a walk-in shower.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So, but
the other thing that really set Emerald apart, they were one of the very few that has a single cabin for a single. So it actually only has one twin bed in it, and it's a shorter cabin that they have two on each ship that are specifically designed for solo travelers, and you don't pay an extra solo supplement for that particular cabin.
That's awesome. That's like,
that's
needed nice. In the industry. So I love to hear that. That's really great.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to Riverside, one that I'm not at all familiar with.
They christened a ship at this conference, but they are leasing their ships. Their ships used to be crystal ships, so that was interesting. But yeah, this one, the woman who was given the talk, I think she's the CEO, is very hip, very cool. You know, so this river cruise just gives me like a kind of a cooler vibe. You know, like a little like. I don't know what the normal people, their normal clientele is, but it feels like they would skew a little bit younger because of her in my head because of how cool she was. But I'm trying to think of, I definitely had dinner on this ship. This was the one where I overslept and I had to run to dinner because Donna didn't wake me up.
It's not my job to be your mother.
Thanks, Donna. But but the food was really good and the ship was really pretty. So, and they were one of the ones that had a band going afterwards and kind of like an after party for people to come and dance and stuff. So
I did a class with them last year at the River Cruise Conference and they were pretty new to the industry. I mean, they're not new, but they are because it's owned by a company that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, has done river cruising or has done ships and hotels and that kind of thing, but are fairly new to this segment of the industry, I guess. And so it's been, so that's why they at least the crystal ships and that kind of thing. They didn't have, they didn't start building a brand new ship and that kind of thing. So it was very interesting to learn about. The ships are gorgeous.
Yeah.
They are beautiful.
Very cool.
It's very luxurious. Yes.
Very. Yeah. And it felt so different, I thought, when I walked on to theirs versus the other river cruise. It just felt different. Like it felt larger. It felt way more posh. it was beautiful.
The bar area was basically the entire ceiling was all glassed in. And so it actually, you could sit there and, look at the stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really liked about Riverside, they have a laundry room. So some people, you know, just really don't want to send out their underwear for other people to wash. They have a laundry room and you can use it during your time there. Throw stuff if it's a little damp because it was raining that day, throw stuff in the dryer and, you know, get it all nice and warm. And that's, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody picking all your dirty clothes up.
Yeah, cool. Those little touches. That's great.
And then they also had a bar up on the deck. I've seen, you know, they'll have waiters and everything running around basically making sure that you have drinks on the top deck. But this one actually had a physical bar on top that you could sit around and, you know, nice. Drink.
They had a pool too, because I'm looking through my pictures now. It was smaller though. The Emerald pool was smaller, but
most of them have pools.
Well, this one was inside. I know I saw some up on the top.
I remember the ship last year. I was able to tour it last year. It had an indoor pool, which I thought was really neat. Like,
yeah.
Because sometimes the one too. Great.
They had a lot of bikes up on the deck that you could use, but they also, this is the one where they had the guys up cooking in those big green egg smokers. So they do stuff like that up on the top deck. They'll have like kebabs and things that you can enjoy. So it
looks like their ships are all named after composers.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. I liked Riverside.
Okay, so we'll move on. The next option is Riviera.
So this is the UK chain that is trying to break in more to the US market. So they're trying to let us know about them and who they are and what they do. And they have ships that are named after authors like Chaucer and Jane Austen and Charles Dickens, and so it's kind of cool. Donna, was it you that was saying that this one is the one that the drinks are not included, so you pay
drinks
separately?
Are not included on Riviera, because they find that I guess that their, you know, British audience are big drinkers or something, and they, you know, they don't want to have to include that. And so they do have drink packages that you can add or you can just pay separately, but they don't really do the drinks with dinner included. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a big drinker, that's a good way to you know, cut the budget.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember hearing that they have some different itineraries too. Like they stop in a few different ports. I'm trying to find the exact one, but yeah, they've been in the industry for 40 years, serving the UK market. So it was exciting to see and learn about.
Yeah. They also talked about at the when they were doing their presentation that they have solo-only cruises with no single supplement. So they're like, they have designated cruises that are solo-only, which is kind of cool.
That is.
Because I know a lot of people that do this type of trip. Okay, this is going to sound really strange, but I know a lot of ladies who travel without their husbands. For whatever reason, the husband doesn't like to fly, isn't interested in this type of trip, you know, so I actually have a lot of personal friends who travel without their husbands a lot. And this would be a great one for that because...
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is kind of old world elegance. The ships are very British in their design. Lots of dark wood and white. Even in the lounge and in the dining rooms, it's very elegant scroll work and all.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right, moving on to Tauk.
This one was interesting because the ship was the same as the Riviera ship. They were the same, like the same hardware. So that was kind of cool. One of the things I did tour a lot of the talc cabins, and their lowest level cabin, which they, some of the clients call it, they jokingly refer to it as like the swan view because your window is kind of the, at the waterline, but they have, it's almost like a loft. And you can, you walk up steps and there's a little like table and seating area up there. So it's a really interesting use of their space. And I didn't notice if Riviera had the same thing, but maybe they do. I don't know. But I thought that was kind of a cool cabin to be in, like the lowest level cabin and have something like that was really interesting. This was also where I had the oysters with caviar and champagne at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
So. Yes, they have a very extensive wine collection, and they were touting it and making sure that we knew that it, everything on Talc is included. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure that everything, and you knew that if you want to drink at 4 in the morning, you know what? It's included.
Lindsay actually sailed with them after, and I don't know if this is something they normally do, but they gifted them up. They gave them a lot of nice stuff. So she was pretty excited about that. I could see posting stuff. But yeah, this is one that's, I would say this is a higher end one, like a luxury line.
Yes.
The food was definitely really good. Yeah. That was my first time having caviar. It was really good.
I had drinks on Talc one night, but I didn't get a chance to really like explore the ship, unfortunately, but the drinks were fantastic. And I think they had some live music going. It was a nice atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to, I'm
very elegant.
I had dinner on Talc and it was really good. So.
Yeah. Great food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Okay, next cruise line we'll talk about is Uniworld.
This is a luxury one. Everything's included on Uniworld, too. The ship we saw, though, isn't one of their normal ships that you would... Like, they have a lot of different ships, and the ship we saw was this rented from Crystal. It was, like, leased from Crystal. It was the same as the Riverside ship. That was kind of interesting. But not typical of what their other ships are like, so...
Yeah, most of their ships are very Louis the 14th French design. Very, very fancy looking, very elegant.
Yeah. And so like you were saying with the lounge with the glass ceiling, Uniworld had that too. It was the same.
Yes.
Same thing. Yeah.
But one of the things that, so I love a good hot tub, and I will, you know, even when I'm on cruise ships, that's what I do every night, is I don't go listen to the entertainment. I don't go see the comedian. I want to go sit in that hot tub every night. Uniworld was one of the only ones that I've ever seen a real hot tub. Not, they had a pool as well, but they also had a real hot tub on the top deck. And I'm like, that's where I would be every night.
This can be so tiny, though.
You know what? I don't care.
Well, she
I was still going to get
one
in.
Person. She's good.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Nice.
All right. Next, we'll talk about one that I think most of us are very familiar with, and that's Ama Waterways.
Yeah, they had two of their ships, but they were two similar ones. Did either of you guys eat on Ama? Or go? I think I went over to one of the parties. They were doing like an 80s party one night, and I stayed for a little bit.
I did not, because I've been on Ama so many times, and I'm actually going to be on the Ama Serena in July. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give this a cursory glance, because you know what? I'm going to spend a week on here later on this year.
You'll get to know it very well.
Exactly.
I did eat on Ama because I know I really like their food. So I wanted nice. At least, plus I saw a few, colleagues that I've known for a long time, and they happened to be there. I haven't seen them in many years, and they wanted to eat on Ama. And so I met up with them and ate on Ama. I was happy to eat on Ama because, yeah, they have good food. So I did get a meal on there and toured the ship, even though I was familiar with their layouts. It's just, it feels like when you're familiar with a brand, sometimes it's like you're coming home. You know, it had that kind of feel for me. So,
oh, yeah, I didn't have to look for anything. I knew exactly where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I need to get on an Alma River cruise. But one of the cool things they do is the chef's table. If you're sailing on them, that's included, and you get to do that one of the nights. So,
yeah, that's one thing. I was thinking about that when we were talking about Viking and how Viking has more cabins, more, you know, so they can fit more people. On the very back end of their ships, they have these amazing suites, like on the edges, the corners of the ship on, in the back. They're beautiful. Like, they are stunning, stunning suites. Ama instead has a dining room back there. So the chef's table, which is included. So it's like a signature dining experience, open kitchen, set menu, chef's menu. That's the word I was looking for. Experience. And it's amazing. That is some of the best food. And you don't know what you're getting into. You can take a glance at the menu, but sometimes you don't know what you're getting into. But it's always good, no matter what. And they'll cater to allergies and all that, of course. But I think that's a lot. And then during the day, it's not a used space. But if you need to work, or you need to have a conference call, or if you are there with like other people for work, it's a great spot to sit and, you know, have a conversation or work. It's quiet space with a great view. So I really like the chef's table space.
Is that, maybe I'm thinking of the Alma Magnet, but don't they also have like serve breakfast in there? Is that another like venue for breakfast?
No, I don't think on the regular Alma ships, they do breakfast back there. Okay. On the Magna, they have the, like that atrium type space where they do serve breakfast. Mm-hmm. Viking kind of had that too. I liked that, you know, just like a nice, well-lit space. Even when it's dreary out in gray skies, it was really nice to sit there. Yeah.
And you can get minor things like pastries and cold cuts and things like that. Not the hot cappuccino breakfast, but, you know, like a little breakfast bar.
Yeah.
Alma's the one that does Adventures by Disney. So they have kind of some family-friendly layouts and stuff, too.
Yeah, connecting staterooms. Mm-hmm. And some are, I want to say a few of their rooms do sleep three as well.
Yes.
Instead of just two.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Some of their newer ships, their older ships don't, but their newer ones do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're on to Avalon.
So Avalon is, I sailed on Avalon last year, so I did walk through the Avalon ship on my way to Tauk, but I didn't tour it. But it was like you were saying, like almost like coming home, because it just felt so familiar to me. I really like their ships. Really nice. And Donna, you got to sail on them, right? After?
I did. I mean, it was on the Passion. It was very, very, very nice. The staff was amazing. They were definitely even more fun. Mm-hmm. The captain was definitely out there cutting a rug with everybody, you know, and the cruise director was definitely entertaining. That's not always the case, but this one definitely was. It made you laugh. Absolute most comfortable beds I've ever been on a cruise ship. Bar none. Wow. I've never been on another cruise ship that the bed was more comfortable than the ones on the Avalon.
And their cabins are a nice size. You have a lot of good space. And the bathroom is really nice and big.
They are. And then they've also got the L'Occitane. Shower gels and shampoos and soaps and everything. So yes, it was very nice, and it was a little chilly, but you know, you do have those panorama suites where you can completely open up your cabin to the outside, and so you can lay in your bed and basically watch the world go by.
That's funny. So nice. How they don't all do that, like Orient, you say that you're staring out the window, but that's it's not typical, but it's cool.
One thing I really like about Avalon is I really like to sail them and try some of their excursions, because they're very unique. Like when you guys were on the Avalon Passion, I noticed like you went to the Delft factory, but you got to create a piece. Like you painted, you know, like that's just the more hands-on crafty thing.
They really did
cool stuff.
That, because we also went to the Silver Museum and got to create a pendant.
That's cool.
You know, out of silver wire. We got to go to a chocolate factory or a chocolate store, and we actually got to create 20 pieces of chocolate in that 2 or 3 hours. And of course, you know, I brought it all home and I've been eating it.
So good.
That's awesome.
I love the hands-on things, and that just, it makes it even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get the history, you get to see the culture, but you also get to like be in it and experience something with your hands. I just think that's really cool. I love it.
Yep.
Okay. Our last cruise line for the show is Amadeus.
I feel terrible because I did not see this ship besides walking through it, and I didn't eat on it either. So did you guys have any experience on Amadeus?
I did. I went to had lunch there.
Okay.
It was really kind of neat because they had a mashed potato bar.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, they gave you like a martini glass and you put mashed potatoes in it and you could put whatever toppings you wanted on it, whether it was bacon or cheese or caviar or whatever.
This is my love language. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I know. And then, a lot of we did have a few buffets, and the buffets were very, very, very slow because they were trying to feed everybody all at the same time. Mm-hmm. This one, they had stations. So they had a salad station where you could, you know, grab and build your own salad. They had the mashed potato bar, and then they had a pasta bar in 3 different places in the dining room. So you could walk up and you could basically get your pasta made however you like with the different toppings and everything. And then of course, you know, drinks and everything were also part of that as well. Amadeus is a more budget friendly option for someone who really wants to do a river cruise and they're looking for looking to save a little money. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, it was, let's see. They also had a nice, very open and airy bar area lounge for you to hang out in.
And I went through and I noticed that some of their staterooms and so also have walk-in closets, which I thought was, I think that's so neat. And then the big walk-in shower, a comfortable size bathroom, that kind of thing. So their rooms, I thought their rooms looked very comfortable.
Nice. All right. Any last words on anything we've talked about tonight?
Just I love that there's such a wide variety of cruise lines to choose from. It's, you know, it's something that we know ocean cruising so well, and we've been on so many of those ships and we know those cruise lines. So getting to know the river cruises in that way is just really helpful. And yeah, I'm going to be doing this expo again. I'm not doing it next year, but
yeah, it's a great learning experience. Just seeing all the different brands and like we said, getting that firsthand experience and understanding, mm-hmm. you know, what each brand offers and the different room styles, the different itineraries, the different food, just, you know, Amadeus is maybe a little more affordable, whereas Uniworld's like more luxury. So, you know, mm-hmm. there's something for everyone. And yep. River cruising is just one of the best ways to experience Europe, in my opinion. You don't have to stress.
And then on top of that, making sure that, you know, by actually walking into these buildings and walking onto these ships and actually walking into the bathrooms and walking into the dining rooms mm-hmm. and walking into the snack bars and the lounges and actually putting yourself in that space really lets you know, okay, well, this one would be good for this client, or this client is a very tall 6-foot man. He will not fit in this bathroom. You know?
Yep.
So that knowledge is just completely invaluable.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. I want to thank Brooke again for joining us for another episode.
Yay.
Woo!
Thanks.
And on behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.